so quickly. You're ready. A nigun. Yai dai 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 dai. Yai dai 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 dai. Yai dai 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 dai. Yai dai 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 dai. Yai dai 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 dai. Yai dai 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 dai. Yai dai. Shana Tova. Page 81 in your Machzor. Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov, how beautiful are your dwelling places. TBS for all of us is a dwelling place. It might not be where we live, it might not be where our family of origin is from, or if we travel around the world, but it is a dwelling place. We come here to set down our burdens, to be lifted up as we move through our days and through our years. So it is a beautiful thing to be here in this dwelling place. Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov on page 81.
Mishkenotecha Yisrael, Matov. Rabbi Crystal will be here momentarily, but before we continue our service, I just wanted to point out, after I went home last night, I realized if his sermon was primarily about what an amazing and special congregation this is, I think last night was a great illustration. Mm-hmm. As if you were here, you know we had a bit of a power surge, and that caused a bit of a high-pitched squeak for about 10 minutes, maybe a little more. I didn't see anyone. I'm looking at everybody from up here, so I did not see anyone up in arms or storming out of the building. Everyone was extremely patient and managed to keep their focus on the spirit of the day, even as, you know, there was some noise around. The leadership was scrambling around. I could see them scrambling around back there trying everything, which they eventually got it fixed. But I just think it's a wonderful illustration that, you know, when times are great or when times are a little challenging, we stick together. We're a close community. And just everyone is wonderful. So good way to start our new year with that knowledge. So we'll continue on page 165. And we'll read responsively. This Rosh Hashanah, each of us enters this sanctuary with a different need.
Some hearts are full of gratitude and joy. They are overflowing with the happiness of love and the joy of life. They are eager to confront the day, to make the world more fair. They are recovering from illness or have escaped misfortune, and we rejoice with them.
Some hearts ache with sorrow. Disappointments weigh heavily upon them, and they have tasted despair. Families have been broken. Loved ones lie on a bed of pain. Death has taken those whom they cherished. May our presence and sympathy bring them comfort.
Some hearts are embittered. They have sought answers in vain, have had their ideals mocked and betrayed. Life has lost its meaning and value. May the knowledge that we too are searching restore their hope that there is something to find.
Some spirits hunger. They long for friendship. They crave understanding. They yearn for warmth. May we, in our common need, gain strength from one another, sharing our joys, lightening each other's burdens, and praying for the welfare of our community. O source of light and truth, creator of the eternal law of goodness and of the impulse within us for justice and mercy, we pray that this hour of worship may be one of vision and inspiration. Help us to find knowledge by which to live. Lead us to take the words we shall speak into our hearts and our lives.
Bless all who enter this sanctuary in search and in need, all who bring to this place the offering of their hearts. May our worship here lead us to fulfill our words and our hopes with acts of kindness, peace, and love.
Amen.
Please rise for the Baruch Hu.
Baruch Hu.
Be the Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who makes light and creates darkness, who ordains peace and fashions all things. To you the stars of morning sing, From you their bright radiance must spring. And steadfast in their vigils, day and night, the sons of God, flooded with fervor, ring your praise. They teach the holy ones to bring into your house the breath of early light. With compassion, you give light to the earth and all who dwell there.
With goodness, you renew the work of creation continually, day by day.
How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom, you have made them all. The earth in its fullness is yours.
Beyond our praise is the work of your hands. Beyond expression, the wonder of your light. Blessed is the Lord, the maker of light.
Baruch atah Adonai, Yotzer Hama'orot. Great is your love for us, O Lord our God, and deep your compassion. Our Maker and King, our ancestors trusted in you, and you taught them the laws of life. Be gracious now to us and teach us. Have compassion upon us, O source of mercy. Guide us to know and understand, to learn and teach, to observe and uphold with love all the teachings of your Torah. Enlighten us with your teaching, help us to hold fast to your mitzvot, and unite our hearts to love and revere your name. Then shall we never be shamed,
for we shall put our trust in you, the great, holy, and awesome one.
We shall rejoice and be glad in your salvation, for you, O God, we offer many deliverances.
In love you have chosen us and drawn us near to serve you in faithfulness and to proclaim your name.
Baruch atah Adonai, habocher ba'amo Yisrael ba'ahava. Blessed are you, O Lord. You have chosen your people Israel in love. Ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, bechol levavcha uvechol nafshecha uvechol ma'odecha, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha, v'shinan tam levanecha, v'dibar tabam, v'shivtecha v'veitecha, uvlechtecha v'aderech, uvshochbecha uvkumecha. Ukshartam laot al yadecha, vahayu latotafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha, lema'an tizkeru v'asitem, et kol mitzvotai, v'item kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiyot lachem lelohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your being. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. True and enduring, beloved and precious, awesome, good and beautiful is this eternal teaching. This truth we hold to be forever certain. The eternal God is our King. The rock of Jacob is our protecting shield. You abide through all generations. Your name is eternal. Your throne stands firm. Your sovereignty and faithfulness are everlasting. Your words live and endure, true and precious to all eternity. Lord our God, you redeemed us from Egypt. To set us free from the house of bondage. For this, the people who felt your love sang songs of praise to you. The living God, high and exalted, mighty and awesome, who humbles the proud and raises the lowly, who frees the captive and redeems the oppressed. You are the answer to all who cry out to you. All praise to God Most High, the source of blessing. Like Moses and Israel, we sing to you this song of rejoicing.
Mi kamocha ba'elim Adonai, mi kamocha nedar ba'kodesh, norati lot osefelech. Shira chadasha geulim l'shimcha al sefat hayam yachad kulam hodu v'imlichu v'amru Adonai imloch le'olam evayet su Yisrael kuma be'ezrat Yisrael ufedechin umecha Yehuda v'Yisrael goleinu Adonai tzevaot shemo Kedosh Yisrael, Baruch atah Adonai, Ga'al Yisrael.
Please rise. Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor V'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, V'Kone Hakol, V'Zocher Chaste Avot, U'Mevi Geula Livnei V'Nehem, Lema'an Shemo Ba'ahava. Each generation has its path, each a vision of its own. Yet each is linked to all. Their origin and goal are one. Our mothers and fathers kindled light. Shining hope. Mercy our companion along the way. A life unmarred by hate and war. Time of steadfast love, our journey's end. Homage to the faithful who came before us. Blesses the light that is ours to kindle. Honor to the generations of Israel, our people.
All honor to those who
illumine our paths. Remember us unto life, O sovereign who delights in life, and inscribe us in the book of life, O God of life. Great is the eternal power at the heart of life, mighty the love that is stronger than death.
Faithful love gives life to all, and acts of grace restore our strength.
Life's harsh winds uproot the weak, its hard rains beat down upon our kin. Let those who stand support the falling, keeping faith with those who lie in the dust.
To the sick we must bring healing, and to those who are bound to release.
How good to redeem the ancient pledge, for joy to blossom in arid soil.
We give thanks for the power to live and to act, and for the blessing of love that is stronger than death.
You may be seated.
The prayer Unetane Tokef is one of the most powerful in all of Jewish tradition. It offers the imagery of the Book of Life, and it speaks of the many things that can happen in our lives. In some ways, it's a very upsetting prayer. Rabbi Jack Stern, the rabbi's rabbi, when confronting this prayer, he said that the prayer offers three ideas. One, that God's presence pervades the world. The second is an idea that he just couldn't agree with, that God rewards and punishes for some unknown reason. But the third idea, the powerful idea, is that through repentance, prayer, and charity, we can reshape our lives in the world. And you'll notice in the prayer book when we come to those words that instead of saying that it erases the decree, that it modifies the decree, meaning that our lives are finite, but we can shape how we respond to the world. We can reach out to others with prayer, which draws us together, with tzedakah, which helps us improve the world, and repentance, which makes our relationships strong. We read together on 176. Let us proclaim the sacred power of this day. It is awesome and full of dread. For on this day your dominion is exalted, your throne established in steadfast love. There in truth you reign. In truth you are judge and arbiter, counsel and witness. You write and you seal, you record and recount. You remember deeds long forgotten. You open the book of our days, and what is written there proclaims itself, but bears the signature of every human being. The great shofar is sounded, the still small voice is heard. The angel is gripped by fear and trembling, declare in awe, this is the day of judgment, for even the hosts of heaven are judged, as all who dwell on earth stand arrayed before you. As the shepherd seeks out the flock and makes the sheep pass under his staff, so do you muster and number and consider every soul, setting the bonds of every creature's life and decreeing its destiny.
Middle of 177, Barosh Hashanah. Yikatevu, Kul Yom Tov.
read together. On Rosh Hashanah it is written, on Yom Kippur it is sealed. How many shall pass on? How many shall come to be? Who shall live and who shall die? Who shall see ripe age and who shall not? Who shall perish by fire and who by water?
Who by sword and who by beast?
Who by hunger and who by thirst?
Who by earthquake
and who by plague?
Who
by strangling and who by stoning?
Who shall be secure and who shall be driven?
Who shall be tranquil and who shall be troubled?
Who shall be poor and who shall be rich?
Who shall be exalted and who exalted? But repentance, prayer, and charity shall temper severe degree. This is your glory. You are slow to anger, ready to forgive. Eternal God, is not the death of sinners you seek, but they shall turn from their ways and live until the last day you wait for them, welcoming them as soon as they turn to you.
You have created us to know what we are. We are but flesh and blood.
Man's origin is dust, and dust is his end. Each of us is a shattered urn, grass that must wither, a flower that will fade, a shadow moving on, a cloud passing by, a particle of dust floating on the wind, a dream soon forgotten. But you are the King, the everlasting God. For those who are able, please rise.
Song. We are born and we are
page 184. Eloheinu v'Elohei avoteinu, ya'alev yavo v'yizacher zichroneinu, v'zichron kol amcha beit Yisrael, lefanecha, letova, lechen, lechesed, ol rachamim, lechayim, ol shalom, b'yom hazikaron hazeh. Zochreinu Adonai Eloheinu, bo letova.
Amen.
Ufokdenu vo livracha.
Amen.
Vehoshienu vo lechayim.
Amen.
As in the heart of matter of flame flares unseen to bring us warmth, so in the human heart a spark of goodness glows, a portent of renewal, of life and peace. This day may we grow in self-knowledge. This day may we reach out for a full life.
Amen.
Together, we give thanks for the mitzvot which hallow our days and pray for wisdom to guide our lives by Torah. May our redemptive labors make us glad, our struggle for purity not fail, our striving for good bring us joy. Blessed is the vision of holiness that exalts the house of Israel and the day of remembrance. O fill our minds with knowledge and our hearts with wisdom.
Praise be the mind that unifies all creation.
Remind us of the best that is in us.
Praise be the will that gives us power to choose our way.
Help us to feel the anguish of the afflicted and oppressed.
Praise be the heart that inspires in us a vision of justice and love.
Make us bring knowledge and skill to help the infirm.
Praise be the power that brings healing to the sick.
Teach us to stand in awe before the mystery of being.
Praise be the one who is present in the miracle of prayer.
As we prepare for Sim Shalom, let me share with you its origin. Several years ago, I was the interim rabbi at KM Isaiah Israel, I spoke about last night. A quite extraordinary congregation on the south side of Chicago. For many years, the composer in residence was Max Janowski, who composed this arrangement for Sim Shalom. The inspiration for Sim Shalom, this prayer for peace, was Ralph Bunch. After he passed away, Max Janowski wrote this in honor of Ralph Bunch, who is the first African-American to win the Nobel Peace Prize. It has particular meaning, knowing the Kavanah, the spirit of this arrangement of Sim Shalom.
Sim Shalom, Sim Shalom. Sim Shalom, Tova Uracha, Chen Vachesed Verachamim Aleinu V'Yakol Yisrael.
We continue on the top of page 187. Peace, happiness, and blessing, grace and love and mercy, may these descend on us, on all Israel, and all the world.
May all who breathe affirm the law of life, to love kindness and mercy, to seek blessing, life, and peace.
A divine light will shine upon us one and all, as we struggle to bless the world with righteousness and peace.
Blessed is the power that makes for peace, and praise
to those who labor to bring it into the world. At the start of a new year, we look ahead and hope for good health. For those who are not beginning 5,779 with a sense of wholeness, wholeness of body or mind or of spirit, our prayers go out for a year ahead of healing and wholeness. Misha Beirach is on the back inside cover of your Machzor, your prayer book. Prayers and reflections of our own hearts.
Thank you to the choir and to Sue and to Cantor Bakst. It's just beautiful. We will be continuing with the Torah service on page 188. The Torah reading this year will be the story of creation. The earth belongs to the eternal God in all its fullness, the world and all who dwell there. For God has laid its foundations in the sea and established it upon the currents. Who may ascend the mountain of the eternal God? Who may stand in God's holy place?
Those with clean hands and pure hearts, who never speak with malice,
who never swear deceitfully, they shall receive blessings from the Lord, as is from God, their helper. Such are the people who turn to God, who seek your presence, O God of Jacob. For those who are able, please rise. Avinu Malkenu, Shema Kolenu. Our Father, our King, hear our voice. Avinu Malkenu, Chatanu Lefanecha. Our Father, our King, we have sinned against you. Avinu Malkenu, Chamo Alenu Va'al Olenu V'tapenu. Father, our King, you have compassion. Avinu Malkenu, Chamo Olenu Va'al Olenu V'tapenu. Our Father, our King,
in sickness, war, and famine.
Avinu Malkenu, Kalei Dever V'Hever V'Ra'av Me'alenu. Father, our King, Avinu Malkenu, Kodvenu B'Sefer Chaim Tovim.
Father, our King,
Avinu Malkenu, Chadesh Alenu Shana Tova. Father, our King. Avinu Malkenu, Mele Yadenu Mibirkotecha. Our Father, our King. Avinu Malkenu, Chanenu Va'anenu, Ki Ein Banu Ma'asim, Asei Imanu Sadaka V'chesed V'hoshienu. Our Father, our King, be gracious and answer us. For we have little merit. Treat us generously with kindness and be our help.
Avinu Malkeinu, Honeinu Vaneinu. Avinu Malkeinu, Honeinu Vaneinu. Kiein banu maasi.
We continue now with the 13 attributes of God. the moment when the eternal expressed the presence of what it is to have divinity in the world.
Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Erech Apayim, V'roch Hesed Emet. Notzer Chesed Alafim, Notzer Yavon V'fesha, V'chata Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Erech Apayim, V'roch Chesed V'emet. Notzer Chesed Alafim, Notzer Avon V'fesha, V'chata V'nageh. Adonai, Adonai, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Erech Apayim, V'roch Chesed, Chesed V'emet.
Beit Yaakov, Lehu v'Ne'elcha, Be'or Adonai. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk by the light of the eternal God.
Baruch Shenatan Torah. Shamayim va'aretz, ki chol v'shamayim va'aretz lecha Adonai amam lecha ve'amid na'aseh lechol romemu Adonai Eloheinu v'ishtachavu me'har
Say, can you hear me in the back? I promise that we're not going to have buzzing this morning. They took out the buzzing machine last night. And this morning, we're reading Bereishit. And there are so many midrashim about the creation of the world. But the one that I've chosen this morning with this holy congregation is a story about when God was first getting ready to create human beings. And the different angels came before God and protested about all the things that human beings would do that were harmful. They'd hurt one another. They'd despoil the earth. But then God said to the angels, but you forget all of the wonderful things that they'll do, that they'll create medicine to heal one another. They'll grow crops which will feed not only themselves, but others in need. But the angels then protested and said, but what will be the difference between the angels and ourselves, between human beings and ourselves? And God said, the difference is that human beings will make mistakes and will repent. Angels in the heavens, you are perfect. But when we see the human beings who make mistakes and repent, then we'll learn what true holiness means. Our Torah portion is a very long Hebrew portion this morning, and with only one aliyah, it's a very long Hebrew portion. So what I'm going to do at several points, I'll be reading and translating so that the Torah comes to life in a sacred way. And as is our tradition, based on the teaching that Rabbi Perlin brings from Tractate Sofrim, that we have one aliyah. And I'd like to invite Deborah and Bob to do the Torah blessings.
Baruch Adonai Hamvarach Elam Vaed.
Baruch Adonai Hamvarach Elam Vaed. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim. Ben atan lanu et Torato, Baruch ata Adonai, noten haTorah.
Amen.
Just need to hold this right here. If you hold that right there. Bereishit bara Elohim et haShamayim veEt haAretz. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. VaAretz hayta tohu v'vohu. And the earth was shapeless and without form. V'hoshek al pnei tahom, v'ruach Elohim merachefet al pnei hamayim. And darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the water. V'yomer Elohim, yehi or. And God said, let there be light. V'yehi or, and there was light. V'yar Elohim et ha'or, and God saw the light, ki tov, that it was good. V'avdel Elohim bein ha'or uvein ha'choshek, and God separated between the light and the dark. V'kra Elohim la'or yom, and God called the light day, v'choshek kara laila, and darkness called night, v'erev v'hi voker yom echad. And there was evening and there was morning, a first day. V'yomer Elohim, yehi rakia betoch hamayim, v'hi mavdil bein mayim l'mayim, v'yas Elohim et rakia, v'yavdil bein hamayim asher mitachat rakia, uvein hamayim asher me'al rakia, v'hi kein. V'ikra Elohim l'rakia shamayim, v'era v'hi voker yom sheni. V'yomer Elohim, yikavu hamayim mitachat hashamayim, el makom echad. V'tira hayivasha, v'yehi kein. V'ikra Elohim l'yivasha eretz, u'le mikve hamayim kara yamim. V'yar Elohim ki tov. V'yomer Elohim, Tedash ha'aretz desher, etzev mazria zara, etz pri, osep pri liminehu, asher zarobo, al ha'aretz, v'hi kein. V'totzi ha'aretz desher, etzev mazria zara, liminehu, v'etz, osep pri, asher zarobo, liminehu, v'yar Elohim ki tov. V'era v'hi voker yom shlishi. V'yomer Elohim, and God said, Yehi me'orot b'rakia ha'shamayim, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens, v'avdil bein ha'yom u'vein ha'layla, to separate between the day and the night. V'hi l'otot u'mo'adam u'yamim v'shanim, and there shall be signs and seasons and days and years. Vayu l'ma'arot b'rakia ha'shamayim, and there shall be lights in the firmament of the heaven. A'ir aha'aretz, to illumine the land. V'hi kein, and it was so. V'ya'as Elohim et shnei me'arot ha'gedolim, and God made the two great lights, et ha'ma'or ha'gedol, Limshelet Hayom, the great light to rule over the day, Vet Hamaor Hakaton, Limshelet Halaila, and the smaller light to rule over the night, Vet Hakokavim and the stars, Vitenotam Elohim, Birakia, and God placed them in the heavens, Hashemayim, in the firmament of the heavens, Ha'ir aha aretz, to illuminate the earth, v'lim sholbo, and to have dominion over it, v'lim shol b'yom uv'layla, to have dominion over the day and the night, v'avdil bein ha'or uvein ha'choshek, to separate between the light and the dark, v'ir aha aretz, to illumine the land, to separate between day and night. V'yar Elohim ki tov, and God saw that it was good. V'erev v'hivoker yom revi'i, and there was evening and morning a fourth day. V'yomer Elohim yitzertzu hamayim sheretz nefesh chaya v'of yofeif aha aretz al penei rakia hashamayim. V'yivra Elohim et hateni'im hagedolim vet kol nefesh hachayam haromeset asher yitzritzu hamayim liminehem vet kol of kanaf liminehu v'yar Elohim ki tov v'yivarech otam Elohim l'mar peru urevu umalu et hamayim v'yamim Ba'of yirbeah ba'aretz v'erev v'voker yom chamishi v'yomer Elohim totzei ha'aretz nefesh chaya liminah behema, v'remes, v'chaito, eretz, limina, v'hikein, v'yaas elohim, et, chayat ha'aretz, limina, v'et behema, limina, v'et kol, romes, v'adama, liminehu, v'yar elohim, ki tov, v'yomer elohim, na'aseh adam, b'tzalmenu, k'mitenu, v'yirdu, v'digat hayam, ובעוף השמיים, ובהמה, ובכל הארץ, ובכל הרומסת על הארץ. ויברא אלוהים את האדם בצלמו, בצלם אלוהים ברא את זכר ונקבה, ברא אותם. In God created the human being in the divine image. Male and female, God created them. Vayavarech otam Elohim, and God blessed them. Vayomer lehem Elohim, paru uravu, and God said, be fruitful and multiply. Mulu et haaretz, and fill the land. V'kiv shu v'yirdu v'digat hayam uva'of hashamayim. And rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the heavens, v'chol chayat homeset al haaretz, and all living things that crawl on the land, v'yomer Elohim, hine netati lachem et kol esev zorea zerah asher al penei haaretz. And God said, I give you all seed-bearing plant on the land, that call eitz asher bo, pri, eitz zorea zera lechem, and I give you all of the fruit-bearing trees with the seeds in them, v'hi lo'ocha, and it shall be for food, u'akol chayat ha'adam, u'akol of hashamayim, and with all the living creatures of the land and the birds of the heavens, u'akol haromeis ha'aretz, and all the creeping things on the land, asher bo nefesh chayat, in which there is the breath of life, et kol yirech etzev go'ocha, and all of the green things, the living things, for food, v'hi kein, and it was so, v'yar Elohim et kol asher asa, v'nei tov ma'od, and God saw everything that was made, and behold, it was very good. The erev v'hivoker yom shishi. There was evening and there was morning, a sixth day. V'yachal hashamayim v'ha'aretz v'kol sivaam. And the heavens and earth were created in all of their hosts. V'yachal Elohim b'yom hashvi'i. And God finished up on the seventh day. Malachato, with all of the labors, asher asa, that were done, vishbot b'yom hashivii, and rested on the seventh day, mikol malachato, from all of the labors, asher asa, that were done. Vayavarech Elohim et yom hashivii, and God blessed the seventh day, v'kadeshoto, and sanctified it, kivo, Shavat Mikol Moachto, because it was the Sabbath from all of the labors, Asher Bara Elohim Wa'asot, that the Eternal God did in creating.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Natan Lanu Torah Amen.
And I'd like to invite the Myers family for the raising and the dressing of the Torah. For those who are able, please rise.
Vizot HaTorah Asher Samoshe Livnei B'nei Yisrael Al Pi Adonai Beyat Moshe Torah, 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 Torah Tzivanu Moshe Torah, 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 Torah
Please be seated. We continue now with our Haftarah for Rosh Hashanah morning. I'd like to invite Fern and Saul, who are our Haftarah readers, and Barry, who will be doing the blessings.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam asher bechor b'nei'im tovim v'ratzah v'divreihem ha'ne'emarim be'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher b'torah u'moshe avdo Uv Yisrael amo uvin v'ye ha'emet v'sedek.
Praise be the Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who has chosen faithful prophets to speak words of truth. Blessed is the Lord for the revelation of Torah, for Moses his servant and Israel his people, and for the prophets of truth and righteousness. Seek the Lord while there is yet time. Cry out while God is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, those bent on evil, their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, who will show them mercy, to our God, who will graciously pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. But as the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways high above your ways, and my thoughts above yours. For as rain and snow come down from heaven, and do not return until they have watered the earth, making it blossom and bear fruit, giving you seed to sow and bread to eat, so shall the word that comes from my mouth prevail. It shall not return to me empty, without having accomplished its purpose, or having succeeded in its mission. You shall then go out with joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills shall burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Fir trees shall grow instead of thorns, myrtles instead of briars. These shall stand as a testimony to the Lord, as a sign forever that they shall not perish.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Tzur kol haolamim Tzedik bechol hadorot Ha'el ha'ne'eman Ha'omer ve'oseh Hamdaber umkayem Shekol devarav Emet vasedek Al ha'torah Ve'al ha'avodah Ve'al hanvi'im, ve'al yom hazikaron hazeh, shenatata lanu, Adonai Eloheinu, lekavod ultifaret. Al hakol, Adonai Eloheinu, anaknu modim lahak, umvarkim otak, itvarak shimka, Befi kol hai tamid le'olam va'ed, udvar ka emet ve'kayam la'ad, Baruch ata Adonai, melech al kol ha'aretz mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron.
A friend of mine played in the orchestra pit of the musical Camelot this summer at the DC Shakespeare Theater. It's a longtime favorite musical of mine, and I saw it in previews. The Lerner and Lowe production is based on the legends of King Arthur and ends in tragedy as the people closest to King Arthur betray him, leading to the collapse of his peaceful utopian kingdom. Spoiler alert, sorry. So after about 3 weeks of daily performances, I asked my friend, "So has King Arthur finally figured out not to let his illegitimate son Mordred into his palace?" "Unfortunately, no," he responded. "Well, he's an awfully slow learner after Mordred has destroyed him 30 days in a row now." And so the joke went on. Once he reported, "We did the show twice today, and both times Guinevere and Lancelot started their ill-fated affair again." And several weeks after that, I gave my philosophical commentary. "You know, when your illegitimate son destroys your kingdom, 40, 50 times, it's on him. But 60 times, it's kind of on you." Of course, our running joke hinges on the ridiculous expectation that characters in a play would somehow learn over multiple performances that their stock responses to people and situations are not effective, that they would become conscious over time, that they need to change their words or actions in hopes of a better outcome. But the real question on this first day of a new Jewish year isn't whether fictional characters can break out of unvarying words and actions that never prove successful. The real question is, can we? Each of us is about to start a journey in time, a journey of faith. That's what it is when you step into the unknown blindly. The year 5779 is as darkness to us. None of us knows what it will bring. And when we enter into the dark and the unknown, we often respond with anxiety, with fear, sometimes even anger. When we are overcome with these emotions, we don't think or act or speak at our best. As we ourselves enter the unknown, it is hard not to think of Abraham and Sarah, who are often associated with Rosh Hashanah. In traditional congregations that celebrate 2 days of the holiday, both days include Torah readings about these cherished biblical figures. And one of the many interpretations of the shofar is that it reminds us of the ram that was sacrificed in place of Abraham's son Isaac on Mount Moriah. So it is fitting that we see our own journey into the unknown of a new year as parallel to Abraham and Sarah's journey. When God tells them, "Lech lecha," go to a place that I will at a later time show you. And with faith and with courage, they begin their holy journey. Destination unknown. As it turns out, their journey is not really about destination, although the Promised Land is certainly an important and central theme throughout the Bible. The journey of Abraham and Sarah is more about meeting changing circumstances, encountering diverse challenges along their winding path, how it shapes them and pushes them to grow as human beings and as people of God. So it is with us. Our journeys, like Abraham and Sarah's, are not about reaching a specific destination. Our journeys are about how we will choose to meet the challenges and the changes that inevitably lie ahead for us. Whether our responses to the many things beyond our control will bring positivity and love, or destruction and negativity into the world. A beautiful, wistful poem by author Dorothy Walters sums up the nature of life. Reality is always soft clay, ever shifting and changing its shape. Fire it into form, and at the very moment you are hailing it as final truth, it will break in your hands. As we read in our High Holy Day prayers, much in life is as grass that withers, flowers that fade. How can we enter a new year filled with unknown changes and circumstances and not lead with fear or dread? To instead step forward with the knowledge that growth and new perspectives can lie ahead for us, despite the fleeting nature and unpredictability of life. One of Abraham's major legacies is his understanding that idols will not save, that we must look not to idols, but to a larger, more universal power to move ourselves and the world forward. It's important to remember that idols don't have to be little clay figurines. They don't have to be as showy as a golden calf. Idols are anything that we mistakenly believe will bring us true comfort and grounding, but their benefit to us is really quite temporary. They are things in life we cling to that in actuality do not bring us growth, do not bring us a better, richer life. How many of you, and you don't have to raise your hand, you can just raise your hand in your brain, have had the same fight with a loved one in the exact same way multiple times? And it's never actually solved anything. Who among us does not get triggered in anger over and over by the same family member's remark or story? Who among us doesn't lash out in the exact same way when we are in a specific situation that we find frustrating? Like King Arthur in Camelot, each of us can continue repeating the same lines in reaction to the same person, the same event, not just for a 10-week theatrical run, but for years. We may hear ourselves yet again saying, "Why is it that you always do or say such and such when it drives me crazy?" Or, "Why are you always so judgmental?" Or, "There you go, being rigid again." And a familiar argument is off and running, maybe one that's been repeated for decades. Many of us can cling to our familiar scripts and our knee-jerk responses just like idols. They bring us in the moment a sense of security, yet stale arguments do not solve problems, bring us together, help us and the people around us to grow closer or more connected. What if the next time you felt triggered to make an unhelpful but oft-repeated comment, you instead brought a sentiment of openness? Saying what might at first might not come naturally. A response such as, "Interesting, I've never considered that." Or, "Tell me more about why you feel that way." Or, "We seem to really disagree on this, and I want to understand why. Can you share your perspective and how you came to it?" Another common human danger area, when we wrap ourselves in a cocoon of our own strong convictions. Convictions can motivate us to do great good. but they can also serve as idols when they keep us stuck, closed off from any different perspectives or possibilities. Religion, politics, or topics even more laden with emotion, the Nats, the Caps, the Yankees, the Mets, the Eagles or the Patriots, the Swedish curling team, it really doesn't matter. Whether the topic is national or international politics, economics or God, sports or movies, we can be absolutely certain we are right. When our opinions gone unchallenged and based on our own personal life experience are so hardened that they may as well be kiln-fired clay, we are clinging to them as idols. What if in the new year we could hear ourselves say three horrifying words? I'm not sure. You want to burst out, but I am sure. How would saying I'm not sure concerning something you feel strongly about challenge you? How might that push you into being open to other perspectives? How could it affect your mind and heart when you are open to the possibility that you don't have all the answers? Our great medieval teacher and philosopher Moses Maimonides said simply, "Teach your tongue to say, I don't know, and you shall progress." So we understand our idols of our minds and our hearts and our mouths will not bring us, our loved ones, or our world anything truly meaningful in the year ahead. So how do we enter a new unknown year in a way that will bring meaning and positivity to us and to those around us? How do we enter 5,779 with courage? There's a Jewish lesson that Abraham and Sarah's tent, the tent from which they graciously offered hospitality to the three messengers of God, was actually open on all four sides, which would be very bad in a rainstorm, but very good as a symbol of their openness to all people, coming from any direction or any place. Taking a lesson from our ancient ancestors, when we open our own internal tents, the tents of mind and heart, when we are open to considering changes, to hearing other people's perspectives, to interacting with people different from us, even if it causes some discomfort, we are better equipped to face the unknown. If rather than reacting thoughtlessly, rigidly, we reserved our judgment of people and ideas, if we took time to consider the thoughts and feelings of others, we could experience a year of real growth throughout many changing circumstances. And perhaps the most important way to enter an unknown future? With the knowledge that whatever comes, we will strive to act in accordance with our highest Jewish values: compassion, respect, inclusiveness, helping those in need, honesty, integrity. To illustrate, I would like to share a remarkable story about which I only just recently learned. It's a story that was part of a PBS special some of you may have seen about Jewish American GIs during World War II. This story is not about a Jew. It's about Master Sergeant Roddy Edmonds, a Protestant from Knoxville, Tennessee. Those who worked and served with him report that he was a very competent and knowledgeable officer. He never acted with arrogance or talked down to the people below him. He was a good, solid man who took his position seriously and performed well. Near the end of World War II, Master Sergeant Edmonds' unit was captured by the Germans. They were taken to a prisoner of war camp, Stalag 9A. And with their arrival, there were 1,200 men in the camp, Master Sergeant Edmonds being the highest ranking. That night, the German officer, who was in charge of the camp, told Edmonds, "Tomorrow morning, you will pick out all your soldiers who are Jews, and you will have them line up in front of the barracks." I have no real knowledge of what Master Sergeant Edmonds was thinking that night, lying in his bunk, but I would guess he was thinking something along the lines of, "I don't know what is going to happen, but I have no choice to do what I know is right. The outcome will be out of my hands." The following morning, the German officer came outside and saw every single one of the 1,200 American prisoners standing in front of the barracks, Master Sergeant Edmonds in the front. "They can't all be Jews," the German officer said. "We are all Jews," said Edmonds. At this point, the German officer took out his pistol and pressed it against Edmonds' forehead. According to witnesses, Edmonds did not waver. Edmonds stated firmly, "According to the Geneva Convention, we have to give only our name, rank, and serial number. If you shoot me, you will have to shoot all of us. And after the war, which we both know you are soon to lose, you will be tried for war crimes." The German looked him in the eyes, lowered his gun, turned around, and left the scene. By living his highest values, Master Sergeant Edmonds saved 200 Jewish American soldiers that day. I think about the fact that this story could have ended very differently, easily ended very differently. Edmonds could have been fatally shot, every single one of the 1,200 American prisoners killed. Instead, through no real control of his own, Edmonds and the prisoners survived, and he ended up later serving in the Korean War before his retirement. We hope that none of us will face anything this dramatic in the coming year. Yet things will go on with an outcome that may be out of our hands. All we can do is do what we know to be right. And that is all that is expected of us. It is taught that when Abraham smashed the false idols of his father, and this act is what enabled him to face an unknown spiritual journey with awareness and courage, changing humanity forever. Will we be able to smash the idols to which we cling? Knee-jerk responses, convictions hardened into stone, close-minded views of others and the world? Or can we enter the new year with openness to new people, new ideas, new approaches, with the courage to consider new options, with the knowledge that while we cannot control everything that happens, we can always choose to do what we know to be right, to make choices in accordance with our highest values. Which way will we go? In this new year of 5779, may we choose our way wisely and well. Ken Yehi Ratzon, may this be God's will.
It's only a journey across a very narrow bridge. It's a journey. You don't know where you're going. Can't hide from it. fear from it. And if you're lucky, you'll hear a still small voice. And if you're smart, you'll listen. Listen to the voice. It's a journey across a very
I want to thank Rabbi Rappaport for such a beautiful, beautiful and inspiring sermon, and thank Cantor Bakst for such a beautiful melody song this morning. We continue now with the shofar service on page 208. I'd like to invite Richard and Stephanie Golden to come up. We'll be opening the ark for the great Eleinu. ובחודש השביעי באחד וחודש מקרא קודש יהיה לכם, כל מלאכת עבודה לא תעשו, יום תרועה יהיה לכם. In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, there shall be a sacred assembly, a cessation from work, a day of commemoration proclaimed by the sound of the shofar. Hear now the shofar, acclaim the world's creation.
And now recall Isaac's awesome trial.
Hear now the shofar, you who stand at Sinai.
And now proclaim the rule of Israel's God.
Hear now the call and turn in true repentance.
And now affirm the triumph of good.
We are made in the divine image.
We are the house of Israel, a kingdom of priests, a holy people.
Know then the sound, discover its meaning.
In a moment, we will start the Malchuyot section with Aleinu, one of the more impressive and liturgically powerful moments of the entire Rosh Hashanah service, when God's sovereignty is declared as we prepare to be awakened, to be agitated by the sound of the shofar. The Aleinu, as we know it from all of our services, we believe first came from the Rosh Hashanah service, appearing in this location. It is chanted and called the Great Aleinu, Aleinu HaGadol. Traditional communities not only bow, v'anachnu korim, we bow, but lower themselves fully, prostrate to the ground for this great moment of awakening. Please rise.
Please be seated. God of space and time, yours is the word that laid the foundations of the world. By your command it went forth to the seas. Thus far shall you come, but no further. And here shall your proud waves be stayed. When the morning stars sang together and the hosts of heaven shouted for joy, then your creative word made the light to break through the darkness and life to issue forth from the marriage of heaven and earth.
And as you shaped all things from the beginning, amid the ebb and flow of the ages, only you abide unchanged.
Baruch atah Adonai, Melech HaKoha Aretz, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron. Blessed is the eternal God, ruler of all the world, for the holiness of the house of Israel in the day of remembrance.
Please rise.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kitshanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Lishmoa Kol Shofar. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shecheyanu Vikiyamanu, Vihigiyanu, Lazman Hazeh.
Like to invite Bob Reed, our shofar blower.
Tekiah. Sure.
Please be seated. God of all lands and ages, the ground under our feet is holy. The light that shines for us is yours, and the world glows with your presence. You are just beyond the horizon of the mind, a vision new to us yet seen before, like a memory of the future, a promise already kept. Remember Abraham and Isaac walking together towards their mountain, Jacob dreaming of a ladder to link heaven and earth, Moses turning aside to look at the common bush burning with a divine flame, David dancing before the ark of your covenant, a shepherd prophet roaring your word like a lion, the days and years of our own lives, a search for light in a dark and dusty time. And we remember a rainbow. We remember the prophets whose visions have not grown dim. We remember the sages for whom goodness was daily bread. As we remember, we affirm the heritage that gives our life its worth. We remember what you mean to us, as signs appear when paths diverge. Remember what you mean to us when empty days are now fulfilled.
We remember what you mean to us now together.
We have endured hope's touch in the dark wood through which we walk. We continue with the sounding of the shofar on page 213. For those who are able, please rise.
214. Tekiah! Shavarim to Ruah. Tekiya. Tekiya. Shavarim. Tekiya. Tekiya.
Please be seated. Now we call to mind the great moment when Israel stood at Sinai and heard the voice of the shofar. There our people entered in your covenant to be your witness to the world. From there they went forth to proclaim the laws by which the free may live and the enslaved find hope. That covenant we renew when we hear the sound of the shofar. From that day to this, have we, a people acquainted with miracle and disaster, encountered you again and again on the path of our life. And you are present, O Eternal One, not on peaks of vision alone. At any moment we may turn and find you. The whisper of a thought, the most humble touch of being may lead us to you. So endlessly revealed amid your concealments, you stand awaiting our search to lead us, with many a fall, upward to heights we tremble to climb. All this we hear when the voice of the shofar, stranger among sounds, is heard. And that shofar sound heralds yet another day, whose promise is our hope. Then shall begin the time of peace of which we dream. A world of truth shall be revealed to us, and together we shall rejoice in the dominion of God. Distant the goal, at times it fades from sight, and we are free to love, to build the realm free of hate, free to tear it down. And yet the dream is not forgotten, the vision does not fail. It is the meaning of our lives. Come what may, we shall hold fast to it, even when the hope seems lost. We shall say, the dominion of heaven could begin today if we but hearken to God's voice.
The great trumpet will sound and summon us to serve under your banner of truth, of purity, and of peace.
On that day, the great shofar shall be sounded.
You shall cause the shofar to be sounded,
and proclaim liberty throughout the earth to all its inhabitants.
Happy is the people who knows the joyful sound.
They shall walk in the light of your presence.
And it shall be said on that day, this is our God for whom we wait, whose deliverance we await in hope.
This is for whom we have waited, in whose deliverance we shall rejoice and be glad.
Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill made low. The uneven ground shall be made level, and the rough places a plain.
Glory and glory
and united, all shall see it, for the mouth of God has spoken.
Shout joyfully to the Lord all the earth. Bring forth, sing aloud, shout praise.
With trumpet sound and shofar blast, acclaim the sovereign God.
Ruach atah Adonai, Shamea kol teruah, Amo Yisrael barachamim.
We praise you, the merciful God, who hearkens to the sound of the shofar.
For those who are able, please rise.
Tekiah. Shivarim teruah.
Please be seated.
Okay, I don't know if anyone's keeping time each year. There's a chart somewhere of Tekiah Gedolahs, but we should probably get on that. Okay. Page 218. Lord, we pray to you for the whole house of Israel, scattered over the earth, yet bound together by a common history and united by a common heritage of faith and hope. Be with our brothers and sisters whose lives are made hard because they are Jews. Give them strength to endure and lead them soon from bondage to freedom, from darkness to light. Bless this holy congregation and all who serve it, together with all other holy congregations in all lands near and far. Uphold us, shield us, bestow upon us abundant life and health and peace and happiness. Bring to fulfillment the blessing of Moses. The Lord your God make you 1,000 times as many as you are and bless you as he has promised you. Amen. O God, send your healing to the sick, your comfort to all who are in pain or anxiety, your tender love to the sorrowing hearts among us. Be their refuge through their time of trial as they pass from weakness to strength, from suffering to consolation, from lonely fear to the courage of faith. Amen. We pray for all who hold positions of leadership and responsibility in our national life. Let your blessing rest upon them and make them responsive to your will, so that our nation may be to the world an example of justice and compassion. Deepen our love for our country and our desire to serve it. Strengthen our power of self-sacrifice for our nation's welfare. Teach us to uphold its good name by our own right conduct. Cause us to see clearly that the well-being of our nation is in the hands of all its citizens, Imbue us with zeal for the cause of liberty in our own land and in all lands, and help us always to keep our home safe from affliction, strife, and war. Amen. We pray for the land of Israel and its people. May its borders know peace, its inhabitants tranquility. And may the bonds of faith and fate which unite the Jews of all lands be a source of strength to Israel and to us all. God of all lands and ages, answer our constant prayer with the Zion once again, once more aglow with light for us and light for all the world. And let us say, Amen. We return the Torah to the Ark on page 220. Please rise. Let us praise the name of the Lord, whose name alone is exalted. The Lord is perfect, restoring the soul.
The teaching of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart.
The midst of the Lord's spirit, enlightens the eyes.
The word of the Lord is pure, enduring forever.
The judgments of the Lord are true and altogether just.
Behold, a good doctrine has been given you. Do not forsake it. It is a tree of life to those who hold it fast, and all who cling to it find happiness. Its ways are ways of pleasantness, and all its paths are peace.
It's by
Please be seated. I'd like to invite Neil Seiden to come and share announcements and greetings.
Shana Tova. I'm Neil Seiden, president of Temple B'nai Shalom. Welcome to our 5779 morning Rosh Hashanah service. I'm just wondering, did anyone feel like Rabbi Rappaport was talking to you? I thought she was looking at me the whole time. Planning the High Holy Days requires weeks of preparation and work. Thank you to all who helped create and support these wonderful sacred services as we join Jews around the world celebrating the new year. I especially want to thank Rabbi Crystal, Rabbi Rappaport, Cantor Box, Dr. Sue Cohen, and the TBS Choir for making these High Holy Days special as you led us in worship and song, providing inspirational words and the beautiful music of our tradition. And I also want to thank Rabbi Rappaport for providing me a few new phrases that will make 5779 a better year for me. Lynn Richmond, our staff and High Holy Day Committee and parking team, tended to every detail, from tickets and parking, from setup to cleanup. The officers and board of directors who work in so many ways to make High Holy Day services happen and who, over these holidays, are your ushers and greeters. During the High Holy Days, please thank our rabbis, staff, and volunteers. Before I proceed, a few quick announcements. Cantor Box will provide the music at Shabbat worship service next Friday on September 14th, and will also deliver the sermon. Rabbi Rappaport will lead a Tashlik service at Burke Lake today at 4:30 this afternoon, a chance to toss your sins into Burke Lake. And if you parked at the church, please be sure to use the shuttle bus to return to the parking lot, and please drive carefully while on church property today and on Yom Kippur. Last night I told you that I would speak briefly about three themes: transition, engagement involvement, and support of TBS. Today, engagement and involvement. Last night, besides that loud, annoying tone that you heard, you also heard that during meet and greets, we found that members consider TBS a place where relationships are created and matter. Relationships come from engagement and involvement. At TBS, engaged and involved members care about one another and nurture their relationships. Together, we attend minyans, send cards, greet new members, attend services, and pray. We sing the Misha Berach with feeling and recite Kaddish together. And together we perform acts of tzedakah and tikkun olam. We eat and socialize here at TBS and often at each other's homes. Many lifelong close friendships have started here at TBS. Engaged members are also informed members. If this sounds like you and your family, then you are an engaged TBS member. If this does not sound like you, maybe you're not engaged, involved, or informed about what TBS has to offer. And that's okay. No Jewish guilt here. Really? First, I'd like to thank you for your continued membership and support. And second, if you are satisfied with your level of engagement, I truly appreciate that. However, if you want to become more engaged, I'd like to know, what can we do or offer for you to become more involved in TBS life? Why is engagement important? It's important for us and the Jewish community to continue and thrive. At a personal level, engagement can help members find deeper meaning in Judaism, provide a chance to participate in something greater than ourselves. Members who are involved find fulfillment, expand their social circles, deepen their relationships, learn more, and find greater meaning, and can offer unexpected gifts. I never guessed I would regularly attend Saturday morning services. That's for the Orthodox, right? 5 years ago, I discovered Minyan Makers, which had been going on for 15 years before that. These days, Bev and I rarely miss a Saturday. The fellowship is great. The nugums are sweet, and Torah study eye-opening and, well, engaging. And I never imagined I would stand before you as temple president, Well, maybe that's not the best marketing approach to get you more involved. But I really do consider this is important work, and it is an honor to serve. Engagement is also broader than just doing more. It also means being more informed. This year, the board is pursuing ways to improve member engagement and communication. Members have gotten or will get calls from or an email from a board member who will be your board member, your point of contact, who you will hear from over the year. Or, of course, you can call them as well. If you want to be more involved and do more, tell your board rep what you want to do and what you see missing. We may already have a program in place we could connect you with, or perhaps you have an idea and together we could start something new. And if you want to be more informed, have a conversation, ask questions, and share your views with your board member. And please read our emails, the COAL, and website. If you are satisfied with the engagement and level of involvement and information you have, that's great. Please be sure to tell us how we can do even better and what we've done right. May 5779 be a year all members feel truly satisfied with TBS, when relationships grow as we increase the value of our programs and services that provide opportunities, enabling all members to become our best selves. Happy New Year. Shana Tova.
I also want to add in the thank yous to Dr. Bob Reed for his beautiful shofar sounding and enabling us to fulfill the only really specific mitzvah for Rosh Hashanah is hearing the shofar. So thank you for enabling us to do that. We will continue on page 223 as we remember those in our lives, and this is especially poignant at this time of year, who are no longer with us. Life and death alike are mysteries. We journey through a country dimly seen by the uncertain light of thought and feeling, and death is undiscovered territory, a land without report. Yet as we now remember our loved ones who have died, we look ahead with faith and hope. They have faded from our sight, but they live on in God's presence, where nothing good can perish. In the eternal, all beauty shines forever. As we turn from thoughts of death to tasks of life, may we, like those who came before us, be builders of God's kingdom, a world of justice and joy. Please rise. Yitkadash v'yitkadash shmei rabah v'alma divarach yirutei v'yamlich malchutei v'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chayei decho beit Yisrael v'agala uv'izman kariv v'yimru amen yehei shmei rabah mevarach l'alam olmei olmaya yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei V'yitadar, v'yitalev, v'yitalal, shmei dekudsha, berichu. Le'ela min kol beruchata v'shirata, tushbechata v'nechamata, damiran v'yalma v'yimru, amen. Yehei shlama rab amin shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'yal kol Yisrael, v'yimru, amen. O se shalom v'mromav,
o yase shalom.
Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen.
V'imru, v'imru, v'imru.
I also want to thank the guys in the back. So I don't know, when I was there last, it was Andrew and Zachary. There may be more now, but whoever's back there, thank you. We appreciate it. Controlling the cameras. And one more announcement about Tashlich. Let's be out there, rain or shine. You can bring an umbrella and we'll toss our sins away and get extra mitzvah points, as someone mentioned this morning. Okay, we conclude with Ein Keloheinu on page 225.
Ein Keloheinu, Ein Kadoneinu, Ein Kemalkeinu, Ein Kemoshienu, Mi Keloheinu, Mi Kadoneinu, Mi Kemalkeinu, Mi Kemoshienu. No deleloheinu, no deladoneinu, no delemalkeinu, no delemoshienu, baruch eloheinu, baruch adoneinu, baruch malkeinu, baruch moshienu, atahu eloheinu, atahu adoneinu, atahu malkeinu, atahu moshienu.
Please rise for the benediction, page 226. And now at the beginning of a new year, we pray for blessing, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Amen. The spirit of insight and knowledge.
Amen.
The spirit of knowledge and reverence.
Amen.
May we overcome trouble, pain, and sorrow.
Amen.
May our days and years increase. Yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai Eloheinu v'Elohei Avoteinu shetachadesh aleinu shana tova umituka. Eternal our God and God of our people, renew us for a good year, a sweet year. Shana Tova.
Shana Tova.